愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
今天早上我们来学习，建立神的家，成为一个有力量的教会。
This morning we like to study the topic building up a strong family in the church.
我们现在看路加福音第八章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 8.
好，路加福音第八章。
Luke chapter 8.
28到21节
Luke 8 verses 20
29节到21节
19 to 21. Then his mother and brothers came to him and could not approach him because of the crowd. 20. And it was told him by some who said, Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, desiring to see you. 21. But he answered and said to them, My mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of God and do it.
这里在记载主耶稣传道时所发生的一段事情。
Here, Lord Jesus talks about this account.
主耶稣的母亲就是玛利亚，跟他的兄弟来找他。
The Lord's mother, Mary, and as well as his brothers came to seek him.
因为主耶稣的周围围绕着很多的人，他们不能够靠近。
And because many people were surrounding them, they could not draw near to him.
20节有人告诉主耶稣说，你的母亲跟你的兄弟站在外边要见你。
So in verse 20, it was told to him by some that said, Your mother and your brothers are standing outside desiring to see you.
那主耶稣的回答让我们相当的惊讶。
The Lord's answer perhaps was astonishing to us.
谁是他的母亲、兄弟呢？
Who are his brothers and his mother?
听神的道而遵行的。
The ones who hear the word of God and do it.
在19节跟21节里面，我们可以看到两个家庭。
Verses 19 and 21, we can see two types of families.
第一个家庭就是主耶稣成长的家庭。
The first type is the one that Lord Jesus grew up with.
他的父亲是约瑟，是一个木匠。
His father was Joseph, a carpenter.
No, 耶稣的母亲是玛利亚。
And Lord Jesus' mother is Mary.
那主耶稣在30岁以前到底做什么？圣经找不到。
What the Lord Jesus had done prior to 30 years of age, the Bible does not specifically record.
所以很显然，主耶稣在30岁以前应该是都在家里面。
But it perhaps was apparent that Lord Jesus, before the age of 30, lived at home.
然后三十岁以后出来传福音。
And at the age of 30, he came out to evangelize.
第一句话就是天国近了。
And the first words he says was that the kingdom of heaven, God is near.
那天国就是神的国。
And the kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of God.
那当神的国降临。
When the kingdom of God comes down.
主耶稣就把这个家庭往外扩张。
Then Lord Jesus expanded this family outward.
教会就是神的家。
The church is the family of God.
神的国降临，这个教会就是我们的家。
When the kingdom of God comes, then the church becomes our family.
所以说，听神的道而遵行的人，
Thus he says,
就是他的弟兄姐妹。
His mother and brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it.
今天我们信耶稣。
Today we believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
我们称耶稣为我们的主。
And we proclaim him as our Lord.
主就是主宰、主人。
A Lord is the master.
所以我们要学习用主的眼光来看事情。
Therefore, we must learn to use the vision of Lord Jesus when we decide on certain things.
然后用主的想法来想事情。
And use the mind of Christ to think about things.
用主的做法来做事情。
And use the actions of Christ to do things.
这个叫做跟从主耶稣。
This is what it means to follow Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这样看起来，主耶稣的一生有两个不可少的家庭。
So from this perspective, it seems that there's two indispensable families that the Lord Jesus had.
一个是因为血亲姻亲所形成的家庭。
The one is through flesh and blood, which is his physical family, biological family.
一个是因为被天父拯救以后，另外一个属灵的家庭。
And the other family is a spiritual one that, or those who are saved by the Heavenly Father.
那我们信主以后，也是有这两个家庭。
After we have believed in Christ, we also have these two kinds of family.
一个就是我们成长的家庭。
One is the family that we grew up with.
就是我们父母栽培我们长大的家庭。
One's where our parents nurtured us in.
另外一个就是我们信主以后教会这个大家庭。
And the other family is the one after we have believed in Christ, the church, a big spiritual family.
那家庭最重要的特色就是需要有爱。
One important characteristic of a family is that it has love.
所以我们看到很幸福的家庭，小孩子啊成长的不但肉体很健康，心灵也很健康。
So when we see blessed families, we see that not only do the children grow up nurtured physically, but also emotionally.
因为这个家庭充满着爱。
Because that family is filled with love.
那没有在幸福的家庭成长的小孩子啊。他实在是很可怜了。
And those who are not as fortunate than these grew up in less fortunate in families.
所以更让我们知道我们既然要成立家庭，一定要让家庭成为非常幸福的家庭。
So this leads us to know that if we are to establish a family, we must establish one that is blessed.
让我们的小孩子能够有很好的记忆，内心都充满了很正面的体验。
So that our children can have very fond memories and positive experiences.
那另外一个就是属灵的家庭。
And the other type of family is a spiritual family.
这个属灵的家庭我们来看以弗所书第二章。
Let's look at the spiritual family from Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书的第二章。
Ephesians 2.
十九节。
Ephesians 2 verse 19. Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
这个地方说我们不再做外人和客旅。
Says here that we are no longer strangers and foreigners.
那我们是与圣徒同国，是神家里面的人。
But fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
所以信主就是神家里面的人。
So when we believe in Christ, we become a member of the household of God.
那这个关系是怎么成就的呢？
How is this relationship fulfilled?
我们看十七节跟十八节。
Let us read verses 17 and 18. And he came and preached peace to you who were afar off and to those who were near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father.
这个地方说主耶稣来传和平的福音给我们。
It says that the Lord came to preach peace to us.
让远处的人也给近处的人。
To those afar off and those who were near.
然后这两下借着主耶稣被圣灵所感动，能够进到父的面前。
And through him, we both have access by one Spirit to the Father.
就是这个两个在父的面前可以合一。
Meaning that these two before the Father can become one.
不分犹太人跟外邦人，在耶稣的救恩里面是同一个家庭，同一个身体。
They are no longer divided by Jews nor Gentiles, but in Christ they are of one body.
所以我们在开这个西福泽的讲习会，有从全美国各地来，也有从加拿大来。
And so holding this RE coordinators workshop, there are members from all over the U.S. as well as Canada.
但是因为在主里面，我们看起来就觉得非常的亲切。
But because we are all in Christ, we see each other with very, it seems like we have a very close relationship with each other.
因为我们有同一个父亲。
Because we all have one spiritual father.
所以是同一个家庭。
And therefore we belong to the same household.
所以这个教会要成为家庭，就是要有父的爱。
For the church to become a household or a family, it must have love.
这是我们要努力的目标。
This is a goal that we must strive for.
因此，如果一个人成长，有这两个家庭。
Thus, if a person grows up and has these two kinds of families,
那我们的人生非常的幸福。
Then our life is blessed.
有父母弟兄姊妹的爱。
We have the love from our brothers and sisters.
也有我们弟兄在教会组里弟兄姐妹的爱跟天父的爱。
Not only from our biological mothers, parents and siblings, but also from our spiritual family as well as God.
所以我们的一生就是要建立这两个家庭。
So in our life, we must strive to build these two kinds of families.
但是如果我们再想深一点，那这个两个家庭关系是什么？
But if we ponder deeper, what is the relationship between these two types of families?
一个教会如果有200个信徒，
If a church has 200 believers,
我们到这个 信徒名册里面去算一算。
We go and count in the member directory.
两百个信徒大概是一百多一点的家庭。
Perhaps 200 members equates to about 100 households.
所以属灵的大家庭是由很多的小家庭组成的。
So the big spiritual family is composed of many small individual families.
那我们大家都很希望教会这个大家庭非常强盛、有力，而且非常完美。
And it is our hope that our big spiritual family can be prosperous and strengthened and made perfect.
那到底要怎么来做
？So then, how can we accomplish this?
因为这个大家庭是由小家庭组成的。
Because the big family is composed, built up from individual families.
如果每一个小家庭都很圆满，很有力量。
If each individual family is made whole and is strengthened,
那这一个大家庭就是很圆满，很有力量。
Then this large family would also be made whole and strengthened.
所以有力量的家庭组成一个有力量的教会。
So a strong family would build strong families.Build a strong church.
所以有一种圣工是每一个人可以做，也是需要做的。
And there is one holy work that each of us are able to do and must do.
就是建立我们自己的家庭，成为一个很属灵的家庭。
That is to build up our own families as a spiritual family.
如果我们教会圣工，我们都没有参与什么。
If we don't involve ourselves in any or many much holy work,
但是我们自己的家庭变成一个非常好的属灵的大家庭。
But our individual families becomes a very great spiritual family.
那我们已经做了很重要的圣工。
Then we've already done a great holy work.
那我们从使徒行传来看两个家庭，让我们来思考。
If we turn to the book of Acts, we can look at two kinds of family that we can consider.
他们在使徒教会所扮演的角色是什么？
And what kind of role they played in the apostolic church?
使徒行传的第十章。
The Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10.
使徒行传的第十章。
Acts 10.
二十三节跟二十四节。
Acts 10, verses 23 and 24. Then he invited them in and lodged them. On the next day, Peter went away with them, and some brethren from Joppa accompanied him. And the following day, they entered Caesarea. Now Cornelius was waiting for them and had called together his relatives and close friends.
这个地方讲，哥尼流请彼得到他家来。
Here's an account of Cornelius inviting Peter to his house.
哥尼流已经是很好的人了。
Cornelius was already a very great man.
全国都说他是好人。
All people in the nation acclaimed him as such.
而且圣经又说他是一个义人。
The Bible also records him as a just man.
而且他是敬畏神。
As well as one who fears God.
而且他也看过天使。
He has also witnessed angels.
那这样一个人可以不可以得救？
Can this type of man be saved?
天使告诉他。
The angels told him.
你要请彼得来。
You must invite Peter.
他有话告诉你，叫你跟你的全家可以得救。
And he has words to say to you that can save your family.
在十一章的十四节。
This is recorded in chapter 11, verse 14.
可见哥尼流得救，还是需要彼得去讲那一些道理才可以得救。
Thus, we can see that in order for Cornelius to be saved, he still needed Peter to come to explain the truth to him.
那彼得到哥尼流的家。
So when Peter came to the house of Cornelius,
哥尼流邀请了谁？
Who did Cornelius invite?
他自己的家人，还有他的朋友、亲属、密友。
He called together his relatives and his close friends.
那就等着哥尼流彼得来。
And they waited for Peter.
那彼得正在讲道，圣灵就降下来。
And when Peter spoke, the Holy Spirit came down.
然后彼得就讲，神接纳他，我们怎么可以不跟他洗礼呢？
And Peter spoke of how God had accepted them, and how can he not then baptize them?
以得圣灵做证据，神悦纳他。
And with the Holy Spirit as a proof, that God had accepted him.
所以就给他施洗。
And so he baptized him.
所以这一些人被彼得所邀来的人都得救了。
And these people who invited over to see Peter, they were all saved.
主耶稣升天以前，差遣门徒两个重要的使命。
Before Lord Jesus ascended to heaven, he gave his disciples two important commissions.
第一个就是往天下去传福音。
The first is to preach to the ends of the world.
那信而受洗必然得救。
And those who believe even are baptized shall be saved.
那这个要怎么做呢?
How can one go and do this?
你看神把我们每一个家庭放在各个不同的地方。
We see that God has placed each of our families in different corners of the world.
那每一个家庭有不同的家人，有不同的亲属，有不同的朋友。
And each set of families have different set of relatives as well as friends.
所以有时候我们看到一个人来信主。
So when we see one person coming to believe in God,
他可以带一群人来信主。
They can then bring many to come and believe.
所以一个小小的突破会变成圣工一个很大的突破。
So one small breakthrough can lead to a great breakthrough.
好像哥尼流这个家庭。
Just like the household of Cornelius.
所以我们怎么让宣道工作来进步呢?
So how can we then improve our evangelical work?
每一个家庭要发挥宣道的功能。
Every family must expound on the power of evangelism.
比方说灵恩布道会快到了。
For instance, the spiritual convocation is drawing near.
我们去教我们的朋友、亲戚、朋友，还有邻居、同事到我们家庭来。
And we each go out and invite our neighbors, our friends, our co-workers, our relatives.
你想想看，如果我们教会里面有五十个家庭这样做
，We can imagine 50 families doing this in church.
我把它减一半，二十五个家庭这样做。
We can even cut this in half and say if only 25 families did this.
这是一个非常有力量的教会。
Then this will become a very strong church.
所以。宣道的工作
So the work of evangelism
就是从家庭开始
starts from each family
有力量的家庭有力量去宣道的家庭这个教会合起来就是宣道很有力量的教会
Strong families with a strong ability to preach can build up a very strong church
有时候我们常常觉得要带人不简单
We often may think that it's difficult to bring people to believe
但是事实上我们每个人在社会上都有不同的接触
But each of us have different encounters in society.
那这就是我们宣道的对象。
And these are people whom we can preach to.
所以我们在美国看到一些新开拓的地区。
In America, when we see new areas that are ripe for evangelism.
它怎么会变成祈祷所呢？
How can those areas be established into prayer houses?
就是每一个家庭去宣道。
It is because each family goes out and preaches.
大家一起来做。
Everyone does it together.
神同工，人数增加，就变成祈祷所。
And with the help of God, membership increases, and they become a prayer house.
那再做下去就变成教会。
And the more work that they do, eventually they become a church.
那现在教会成立以后，我们常常把这个工作就想这个是教会的工作。
But after the church is established, we often think that, well, this work of evangelism should fall to the church.
忘记了我们的家庭就是一个小教会。
And we neglect that our own families is a small church in and of itself. And our own families should have this power to preach so that our church can continue to grow.
这是使徒行传第一个宣家庭就是让宣道能够成长。
This is the first part where the family in Acts that allows the church to grow.
使徒教会还有一个家庭。
In Acts, there's also another type of family.
我们来看罗马书十六章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans 16.
罗马书的十六章。
Romans 16.
第三节到第四节。
Romans 16 verses 3.
三到五。三节到五节。
Verses 3 to 5. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their own necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Likewise, greet the church that is in their house. Greet my beloved Epaphras, who is the first fruits of Achaia to Christ.
保罗在宣道的末期，他很想念一对夫妻。
The latter part of Paul's ministry, he was fond of a certain couple.
就是百基拉跟雅居拉。
That is Priscilla and Aquila.
因为他在主耶稣的事工上跟保罗是同工的。
For they were co-workers with Paul in Christ.
然后，在这个地方他讲问他们家中教会的案。
In here, he says, greet them and greet the church.
教会有一个目标，就是要像家庭。
The church has a goal, which is to become like a family.
家庭要有一个目标，就是要像教会。
And the church, the family has a goal, which is to become like the church.
那百基拉跟亚基拉这一对夫妻，他的家庭里面有教会。
Now Priscilla and Aquila, this couple, their family is like a church.
那这个教会的第二个功能就是要发挥牧养的功能。
The second power of the ability of the church is to for that of pastoral work.
就是让已经受洗的人能够灵性一直进步。
Which is to grow the nurture the spirituality of those who have already believed and are baptized.
那进步到最后有基督的样式。
To grow to a state where they are like Christ.
那这个要怎么做呢？
How can this be accomplished?
到最后还是要透过家庭来做。
In the end, it still has to go through each family.
就是有更多的家庭像教会一样，他就能够帮助教会来做牧养的工作。
We have more families that act like churches. They can help. And help accomplish the pastoral work.
那百基拉这个家庭是怎么做的呢？
How did the family of Priscilla and Aquila do it?
我们看《使徒行传》的十八章。
Let's turn to Acts 18.
使徒行传十八章的二十四节。
Acts 18, verse 24. Now a certain man, Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man. And mighty in scriptures came to Ephesus.
这个地方说，有一个犹太人叫做亚波罗。
He records here a certain Jew named Apollos.
那他到以弗所来。
Came to Ephesus.
那下面介绍说，他是有学问，最能讲解圣经的。
It describes him as an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures.
那他在讲道的时候。
And as he was speaking.
我们看二十。
Let's read verse 26. So he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Aquila and Priscilla heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately. As he was speaking, this couple, Priscilla and Aquila, listened.
听完就觉得说，这个亚波罗好像对道理的了解不是很完全。
And after listening to him, they felt that he didn't have a complete understanding of the truth.
所以中文就说接他接他来。
In Chinese version, it says that they received him or invited him over.
英文有很多不同的翻译其中有好几个翻译把它翻作 invite him to their home, 把他们接到自己的家。
English has different interpretations. One says invited him to their home.
因为他在家中有教会嘛。
Because their house is like a church.
那就接到他自己的家，把圣经的道理讲解更加详细。
So they invited him, took him to their house, and explained to him the scriptures more accurately.
那亚波罗接受这一个家庭的帮助以后，更有力量。
And after Apollos received the help from this family, he was empowered, strengthened even more.
所以二十八节，在众人面前极有能力驳倒犹太人，用圣经证明耶稣是基督。
And thus in verse 28 it says, For he vigorously refuted the Jews publicly, showing from the scriptures that Jesus is the Christ.
所以这一个家庭在使徒教会里面是在帮助建立教会的。
So this family in the apostolic church helped to build the church.
那怎么帮助？
How do they help?
第一个，他把自己的家庭打开了。
First, they opened up their house.
要打开家庭是不简单的。
It's very difficult to open up your house for people.
所以有的信徒说，很欢迎到教会到我家庭来聚会。
Some people say, some members say, I welcome the church to come to my house.
为什么？
Why?
因为每一次聚会之前，我就要全家打扫，越来越干净。
Each service, the family service, they would have to clean up their houses to be very tidy.
但是他愿意这样来打扫预备家庭聚会。
But they are willing to clean their house and to prepare their house for the believers.
那这样就倒过来想，有很多家庭不愿意开放，因为麻烦。
On the flip side, many families do not desire to open their homes because it's troublesome.
所以。这个百基拉、亚波基拉家庭愿意开放就是爱心。
So Priscilla and Aquila were willing to open their homes. We can see that they had showed love.
因为这有很多的麻烦。
Because it is indeed troublesome to open up your house to others.
那麻烦愿意去做就是爱心。
But they were willing to do it, and therefore demonstrated their love.
那第二个。
Second.
他能够用道理来讲解更详细。
They were able to use the truth and to explain the truth more accurately.
就是表示他本身有在。认真在学习。
This indicates that they themselves have diligently studied the scriptures.
所以不但他本身有在进步，他也能够帮助别人进步。
So not only were they growing their own faith, but they were able to help others grow their faith.
所以表面上看，我们教会大家生活好像过得不错。
So on a superficial level, it may seem that everyone in the church is living a good life.
这是外表。
But this is only outer appearance.
但是如果我们用属灵的角度来看
But if we look at it from a spiritual perspective,
实在是很多人需要帮忙
Many of us need help.
瞎眼贫穷赤身肉体从属灵上来讲
Spiritually speaking, many of us are blind, naked, and lacking.
那谁愿意帮忙
Who is willing to help us?
就是像百基拉雅基拉这个家庭
We need households just like Aquila and Priscilla.
有爱心又有属灵的装备这样就能够来帮助这个教会成长
Not only do they have love, but they also are equipped with God's word. And that kind of family can help a church grow.
所以我们怎么能够让我们地方教会成为很有力量宣道跟牧羊的教会
So how can we allow our local churches to become a strong church that can evangelize and pastor?
就是从我们每一个家庭开始来做
It starts from each of our families.
所以我们能够做的圣工其实是很多就在我们家庭里面
So a lot of the holy work that we can do starts from our own family.
我们要预备能够用真道来帮助别人这个过程是相当长的。
To equip ourselves to use the truth to help others, this process can take a very long time.
第一个，我们自己要去读。
First of all, we must study the scriptures ourselves.
第二个，我们去想。
And second, we must think.
第三个，不懂要问。
And third, if we don't understand, we must ask.
第四个。
And fourth,
我们本身的问题要用圣经的原则来解决。
We must resolve our own issues using the principles in the scriptures.
那我们有想有问，用圣经的原则解决我们的问题，我们就有一个属灵的经验跟智慧来帮助别人。
If we're able to think and ask questions as well as use the scriptures to resolve our own problems, then we build up this experience to help others.
那这个过程就是成长。
And this process is called growth.
所以。我们的需要做什么
So what must we do then?
我们要建立我们的家庭成为在灵性上是很有力量的家庭
We must build up our own families to become a strong spiritual family in Christ
我们的家庭在地方教会里面就会变成一个多结果子的教会
So that our, own,
的家庭
that our own families in the local churches can become very fruitful families for the church
那我们第三个就来想那我的家庭要怎么来做
And thirdly, we must ponder, well then how can I make my family in this way.
敬虔的家庭是从宗教教育开始的。
A reverent and God-fearing family starts from religious education.
我们来看提摩太后书。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书。
2 Timothy.
第一章。
2 Timothy chapter 1.
六节。
1 verse 5. 请读。5. When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also.
这里保罗写信给提摩太。
Paul here wrote to Timothy.
说我想到你心里无畏的信。
He says, I'm...
我想到你有无畏的信心。
I thought about your unwavering faith.
然后这是先在你外祖母罗仪，然后传给你母亲尤尼基，那现在又传给你。
And this genuine faith that is in you, Timothy, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice.
那这个信仰的承传就是宗教教育。
This passing of faith starts from religious education.
所以宗教教育怎么做？
So how do you execute religious education?
祖母传给母亲，母亲传给儿子，这个就是宗教教育的开始。
The beginning of the religious education starts from a grandmother passing along the faith to the mother, passing along her faith to the son.
因为我们活在这个社会，有时候文化会影响我们的想法。
Because we live in this society, a lot of our culture can influence our thoughts.
那文化的想法不是这样的。一般社会文化的想法不是这样。
But societal, the thinking is different from this.
我们的责任就是纳税。
The sole responsibility is just to pay our taxes.
那政府的责任就是把教育办好。
And the responsibility of government is to conduct, execute education programs.
所以这个责任跟权利讲得很清楚。
And so they define the responsibilities and authority very clearly.
那有人就把这个搬到教会来看。
A lot of people move this kind of concept into the church.
我的责任就是奉献。
My responsibility is merely to offer tithe.
教会的责任就是把宗教教育办好。
And the responsibility of a church is then to execute religious education.
如果我的小孩子信仰不好，这个是教会宗教教育这办的不好。
And then if my child his faith is not good, then I blame the church.
从社会的文化来看，这是对的。
From the culture of our society, this viewpoint seems correct.
从圣经的观点来看，这是不对的。
But from a biblical standpoint, this is incorrect.
宗教教育是父母的责任。
Religious education is the responsibility of the mother and father.
那教会所做的是来帮助我们家庭。
What the church does is to help each family.
不是取代家庭。
Not to replace the family.
是做家庭所做不到的那一个部分。
But rather to do the areas that the family cannot do.
那如果大家有这样的认识，
if everyone has this kind of mutual understanding,
我们教会的家宗教教会很好做。
Then it's very easy to conduct religious education.
我们看现在年轻人我很多人都有这样感觉生一个儿子就很忙
We look around us. Many young couples today, just having one child keeps them very preoccupied.
为什么晚上聚会没有看到你呀？
Why is it that we don't see them anymore at evening services?
有的不好意思讲，就是为了孩子。
Some are shy to say, but it was actually because of their kids.
那有几个孩子？一个。
And you ask them how many kids do you have? They say one.
那有的两个就更忙。
And some have two kids, and they're even more preoccupied.
所以如果我们这样想两个孩子就很忙。
And so if we think that having two kids is already very busy for parents,
我们自己家庭没有在做宗教教育,
then if we don't conduct religious education in our own households,
有的大的教会这个宗教教育里面的学员快近100个,
and some of the large churches, they have over 100 students in religious education.
那你家里两个都照不来了，那把100个都送到教会来，这怎么去改造它?
If you can't already take care of two children in your own home, how can you put the responsibility on the church to take care of more than 100?
但如果每个家庭都像那个罗伊、尤尼基这样来做，
but if each family is like Lois and Eunice,
你就发现教会的宗教就很好做。
Then we find that conducting religious education is very easy.
因为它是在帮助家庭做不到的地方。
Because they help families do certain areas that they aren't able to.
所以我们在看这个宗教教育要从基本上的观念要进回到圣经里面来。
And so to look at religious education from a fundamental standpoint, we must come back to the scriptures.
好，那我们就来看那尤尼基是怎么做的。
So let us now examine how Eunice did it.
我们现在回来看提摩太后书第三章。
Let's turn back to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
第三章的十五节。
Chapter 3 verse 15.
一直到十七节。
15 to 17. And that from childhood you have known the holy scriptures which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
这个十五节说，知道你是从小明白圣经。
Verse 15 says that from childhood you have known the holy scriptures.
从小明白圣经，这个小孩子没有读书，他怎么明白圣经？
From childhood, if the child doesn't study, how will they understand the holy scriptures?
就是父母教的嘛。
It's because of the education that came from their parents.
所以从小他的母亲就教他读圣经。
So even as a boy, as a young child, his mother already taught him to read the scriptures.
那这就要花时间下功夫。
This requires spending time and effort.
我们现在看到很多的父母很爱自己的孩子。
We see today that many parents love their children.
希望孩子十八般武艺都会。
And they desire that their kids are good at everything.
所以什么外的课外活动都带他参加。
And they enroll them in all different kinds of extracurricular activities.
希望将来他能够突出。
They hope that they can be outstanding in the future.
有成就。
Have be accomplished.
日子过得好。
And live a good life.
这个是父母的心。
This is the heart of the parents.
但是当神的爱浇灌在我们心里面，
But when the love of God fills inside us,
我们对小孩子的爱还有另外一个成分。
Then our love, the love that we show our children, has another portion to it.
这个爱是属灵的。
That love is a spiritual love.
就是会关心他的灵性。
And is one that concerns for their spiritual life.
而且这个灵性是最基本的。
And this spiritual life is the very most fundamental part.
所以圣经里面说，我的好处不在神以外。
The Bible says that my benefits are not outside of God.
诗篇这样讲。
And it's recorded in the Psalms.
离开神就没有一件是好的。
So if one was to depart from God, nothing would be good.
真正好的都是在神里面。
It's all goodness resides in the Lord.
那这样我们就知道，人生一个最基本的、最重要的，就是要把神传给我们的下一代。
And thus we understand that the most fundamental, important part of our education is to impart God, this religious education, to our children.
那现在的挑战就是大众传播太厉害。
The challenge that we face today is that of this mass communication.
所以很多小孩子在很小的时候，世俗已经借着大众传播已经灌到他头脑里面。
So many kids, from a young age, they're indoctrinated by different kinds of communication that comes at them.
所以我们的小孩子是大众传播在影响他。Mass media 在影响他。
So the mass media.Influences our children.
第二个是学校的同学在影响他。
And second influence that comes from their friends at school.
第三个是教会在影响他。
And the third influence is that of the church.
第四个是家庭在影响他。
And fourth is the influence from their families.
因此这个从小就让神的观念进到他内心，这很重要。
And so it's very important to give them the concept of God in their lives from a very young age.
因此，提摩太从小明白圣经。
Timothy knew the Holy Scriptures from a very young age.
这个表示他的母亲在家庭里面又在执行宗教教育。
It indicates that his mother perhaps was very involved with his religious education.
那在十五节下半句。
The latter part of verse 15.
这个圣经能够使能因为信耶稣基督有得救的智慧。
Holy Scriptures are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
所以圣经不是教你怎么读书、怎么赚钱、怎么有成就。
The Bible does not teach you how to study, how to make money, how to be successful in this life.
这是让叫我们要怎么可以得救。
But rather, how we can gain salvation.
而圣经里面在讲哈，认识神是智慧的开始。
The Bible records that the knowledge of God.The fear of God is the beginning of knowledge.
认识神是智慧的开始。
To know God is the beginning of wisdom.
所以这个得救的智慧就是智慧的开始。
So the knowledge of salvation is the beginning of wisdom.
因此我们在家庭里面的这个宗教教育叫我们小孩子是很重要的。
So it's very important that we have religious education in our homes.
这是我们在敬虔的家庭是从家庭宗教教育开始。
And so to establish a God-fearing and reverent family starts from each individual family.
摩西的母亲约基别。
The Moses' mother,
她花在跟摩西在一起的时间很短。
She only spent a short amount of time with Moses.
那摩西长大了，他就没有办法住在王宫了。
And after Moses had grown up, he wasn't able to dwell in the palace anymore.
但圣经说，摩西因着信长大了。
But the Bible records that by faith, Moses grew up.
所以那个小小的几岁哦，这样摩西的母亲一直教到他到一定程度之后，他的信仰就一直自己在成长。
And so, from a young age, Moses was educated of this religion, and up to a certain point, so that when he grew up, he could be on his own.
好，我们现在看《申命记》。
Let's now turn to Deuteronomy.
《申命记》的第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
四节到九节。
Deuteronomy 6 verses 4 to 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by your way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
怎么在我们的家庭里面来变成一个很敬畏神的家庭。
How can we build up our families as a God-fearing one?
第四节。
Verse 4.
以色列啊，你要听。
Hear, O Israel.
这是什么？
What does that mean?
身份的自觉。
It means we must acknowledge our own status.
我是谁？
We must be aware of who we are.
我是神的王子。
I am a prince of God.
这个荣耀尊贵是世界上没有的。
And this is a noble status that cannot be found in this world.
我们在意吗？
Do we care?
如果我们在意，
If we care,
我们会注重我们下一代。
Then we will pay particular emphasis of this for our next generation.
第二个。
Second.
耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
The Lord our God, the Lord is one.
这是什么？
What does that mean?
价值观的确定。
Means we must have a affirmation in our values.
全世界最宝贵的是什么？
What is the most valuable thing in this world?
天上的神。
God in heaven.
他是独一的主宰。
He is the one true Lord.
再来。
Next,
第五节,
verse 5.
要尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神,
you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
这是什么?
What does that mean?
这是身教,
this is
exemplary teaching. 用我们的生活做榜样来教我们的下一代。
This is to teach by example, to use our own lives to demonstrate to our next generation.
如果我们觉得守安息日很重要,
if we think that observing the Sabbath is important,
我们要有这个榜样,
then we must set that example for them.
如果我们认为神是第一的,
if we acknowledge God as number one,
我们在生活中要让我们下一代看得出来,
then we must allow our next generation, our children, to see that in us.
尽心尽性尽力尽意爱主你的神,
to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength.
那接下去,
following,
我们看, 第七节,
let's read verse 7.
要殷勤教训你的儿女,
you shall teach them diligently to your children.
这个才是言教,
this is to teach by through verbal or through oral teaching.
言教教什么?
What should they teach them orally?
第六节,
verse 6.
我今日所吩咐你的话要记在心上,
they should verbally teach them the words which I command you today in your heart.
不是教美国文化,
not to teach American literature,
文化, culture,
or not to teach American culture,
也不是教东方文化,
and not nor Chinese culture,
是教神的话,
but rather to teach the words of God,
就是我们的观念要真理化,
so that our concepts must be made as must be being accordance to the truth,
让我们下一代观念也真理化,
so that the concepts and mindset of our next generation can also be one with the truth.
当一个人真理化, 神就进到他里面,
and when a person does this, then God will enter and abide with them.
那接下去,
following this,
第八节,
verse 8,
就是创造属灵的生活环境,
they are to create in a spiritual environment.
所以我们怎么来帮助我们的教会?
How can we help our church?
要建立一个敬虔的家庭,
to build up a God-fearing, reverent family.
那这样这个教会就会非常的有力量,
then the church can be full of strength.
唱诗,
now let us sing him
435首,
let us rise and sing him 435.
最后要一起来祷告,
finally, we are going to pray together.
我们下个月底,
we have our Irvine Spiritual Convocation at the end of next month.
请我们一起来准备灵恩布道会。
Let us begin to prepare for our Spiritual Convocation.
我们一起来做两件事情。
Do two things.
第一个,邀慕道朋友来参加聚会。
First, invite our friends to come to the church services.
教会聚会,家庭聚会都可以。
Church services as well as family services.
第二个,
the second,
请我们祷告, 求神, 带领我们的圣工,
let's pray and ask the Lord to guide and lead all the holy work.
求主亲自来感动朋友, 来明白他的要道, 得救的道理。
May the Lord move our friends and family so that they can come and seek the truth.
我们最后, 也为着我们在这里开的西湖泽讲习会祷告。
Finally, let us also pray for the Religious Education Coordinators Coordinator's workshop this weekend.
求主耶稣祝福, 让这个讲习会, 有非常好的结果。
May the Lord bless this workshop so that it may be fruitful.
所以我们最后也一起来祷告。
Now let us kneel down, pray in one accord.
那如果要求圣灵, 求恩典需要按手的, 请我们都到前面来。
And those who want to pray for grace, blessings, as well as the laying of hands, please come forward to pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Please come forward to pray.